This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In 3 hours, we get the results of the University of Michigan's latest survey of our mood as consumers. Yesterday, we got a strong retail sales report for May. And after dipping earlier this year, consumer sentiment is expected to be up in this fresh reading, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Economists will tell you what drives consumers to be more upbeat and willing to part with their hard-earned cash is mostly jobs. And job creation is strong right now. Wages are up too, says Jamie Cox at Harris Financial Group in Richmond, Virginia.
People are employed, people's houses are selling, and I think people are not worried about what markets are doing, and they're not worried about their neighbor losing their job.
Cox says the folks he advises are renovating houses and going on nice vacations for the first time in years. So is it a new normal for American consumers throwing off the shackles of recessionary frugality? Not quite, says David Schick, a retail analyst at Stifel.
We're not so far removed from the financial crisis. We have new college grads whose spending attitudes were forged during a time when consumers had to be quite careful.
Schick says the growth in retail isn't being driven by wealthy consumers right now, but by lower and middle income people. That's because their jobs and wages are coming back. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.